for receivers kind of take care of themselves. Is that how you guys see it, given how well you bought into the running game?
Yeah.
How is it? There's days, obviously, with the ball more, but how do you see it a quarter into the season?
Yeah. I see it as that. I tell you what, man, it feels good to have a running attack. We're built for December, January. I've been a part of two Super Bowl teams. And in the months of December and January, you got to be able to run the football because of weather conditions. And that's just smash mouth football. And I tell you what, me and Damaris and the entire wide receiver crew, we know that when we get our opportunities, we got to make the most of it. You know, obviously how teams are playing us, you know, they're playing us to say, hey, run the ball. We're not going to let the receivers beat us. And as frustrating as it is, you can't be frustrated when you win, you know, because you know those opportunities are going
to
come.
Is that what makes this offense less likely to experience the kind of late season slump?
Yeah, and that's what you know, having a balanced attack, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. And obviously, you know, this is probably my fifth interview, and every single one. It's crazy how me and Damaris hadn't said anything about we want the ball or anything of that sort, but somehow somebody brought this conversation up, I guess based off last year. And we haven't said anything, you know. Obviously, we know that it's going to come. Hopefully it comes this week, but it's just week 3-1 right now. It's 4 games in. We got 12 games left. You know, obviously the goal is to get 1,000 yards, and I still think that is very attainable. So I'm not pressing a panic button at all.
What is that moving up that red zone area to the start of practice? What sort of difference was that, and how do you think that made
it? I like it. I think that, you know, guys are way more focused. Guys are way more fresh. It's more emphasis on it. It's more up-tempo, more fast, more game-like. Instead of starting off with short yardage, goal line early, something that's still important, but I feel like scoring points is way more important than that. So I like the switch that Coach Joseph did with that.
When you look at the schedule and you see the opponents, do you look at who the receivers are on the other team? And maybe when you saw this game, you'd
say, of course.
Okay, there's a game
where I don't even have to. I don't even have to look. You hear two squeaky mouse dudes. Oh, I got this. I got that. I got him this week. And I don't even have to say their names, you know, and they're calling out their routes and telling us everything. So, you know, that's the type of locker room. And I already know, you know, they have already named off all the receivers they got to face. So I pretty much know. But still, you know, I still am very interested in what other receivers are doing around the league. You know, I'm always watching. You know, I got on my iPad right now, I got film from Odell last year, Antonio Brown, you know, so many guys. I got film on it. I'm watching. I'm studying what they're doing and how I could take my game to a level, to a whole nother level.
So is there any disappointment that, you know, you're not going to get to see Odell this week, or you just know, okay, maybe it's good for the Broncos?
I wouldn't say it's no. It's not a disappointment. I won't see him. I'm not, like, a fan or nothing. Y'all, I'm definitely a friend. I'll tell you what, it's sad to see him go out like that. You know, to see a guy that cares so much about the game and works so hard this offseason, man, to see him go down like that, and a guy that's the face of the league, you know, it's very, you know, saddening to see. But at the end of the day, that's what happens in this league. And, you know, I follow him on Instagram, and he's all positive. You know, he's saying that, you know, a minor setback for a major comeback, and that's what it's about. You got to have that mentality.
Can you do that Akeem impression again?
Oh, man, I done lost my voice doing that, man.
You mentioned that you and Damaris haven't asked for the ball, or said you're disappointed with how many targets you're getting in the media this year. Last year, even in that 4-0 start, you guys did mention you were going to get the ball more.
Yeah.
What's different this year?
I don't know. I think last year we kind of pressed the panic button. You know, we pressed the panic button because we did start off slow last year, but then we saw that we were able to catch back up, you know, whereas in 2014 when I got here, shoot, me and Damaris was top five. We had 500 yards and almost 5 games, it felt like, you know. We were going into games averaging 150 yards. So then we had a switch up and we have a 20-yard, 30-yard games, and we like, what is going on, you know? It's something we weren't used to, but now we understand that, you know, it's no reason to press a panic button. You know, I'll go out, I'll have that 150-yard game. I'll have that 120-yard game. I know it's going to happen. I just got to be patient and keep working.
Coming out of the bye week, can this game set the tone for the month ahead, or is the NFL too much of a week-to-week business?
It's a week-to-week business. You know, we got to handle these guys, and then we can move on to the next, you know. I remember standing up to this podium, getting ready to go face the Bills and talking about the Bills, and everybody thought we were going to go out there and beat them. And, you know, after the game, we sit in the locker room like, man, that was a good team. This is the NFL, you know. Like, we can't take nobody lightly. We got to go out, execute at a high level. We got to put up points.
You went back to Houston, you gave back. What was it like?
It felt good to go back, and you know, all the money that me and my teammates were able to raise, to be able to give back and see the smiles on, you know, the people's faces of, and hearing the stories of what they've done with that money, you know, of changing people's lives and giving people relief. And that's what it's about. So it was just good to be back home.
All right. Thanks, Emmanuel.
Thanks.